It's the nature of the beast. And by that, I mean the predictions are sort of negative. I mean, not sort of, very negative. They always have been. It's just the nature of the beast on coast. And what is not so normal, though, is that they keep coming true, these very negative predictions, these things that just seem unbelievable, that the United States could begin unraveling economically in such a short period of time. Yes, we got a lot of those predictions for 2008, and unravel indeed it did. We'll be right back. All right, here we go again. Predictions this night for the year 2009. This is a annual event, and of course I don't allow predictions of assassinations of political leaders, that sort of thing. It's one prediction per customer, and again, please make them indeed predictions, hopefully from your psychic center, not wishes, not political speeches, but predictions for the year 2009. And so here we go again. First time caller line, you are on the air. Good morning.
Hello, my name is Serge, and I predict that Mr. Obama will nationalize every electrical producing company.
Really? Okay. I'll put that down. He will nationalize electric producing companies.
Yeah.
Why do you believe that?
Because the way it is, they should do it. We did it in Quebec, and it was favorable for us. It should be favorable for you.
I see. So what's good for Canada should be good for America too, huh? Okay. All right. That is prediction number 16. Obama will nationalize the electric companies. Well, why not? We're nationalizing everything else. Essentially, that's what we're doing, you know. We are well into socialization of industry. And I don't know how, I have no idea how some people who have preached what they've preached are rationalizing what they're doing right now. That's not to say it's not needed and it's not the right way to save us, but I don't know how they're rationalizing it. I really don't. I guess they're just cringing and doing it, huh? I don't know. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Art.
Hey.
Oh, what a pleasure to speak to you. Long, long time listener.
Welcome to the show. Glad you're on. What is your first name and where are you?
I am the Max, and I am calling from Little Steel City, also known as David in Pueblo.
All right.
I do have a very serious prediction. September 15th of 2009, I predict that we are going to have, if not a nationwide pandemic, but a possibly global pandemic.
Wow.
Right. And this doesn't come just out of thin air. I've been having precognitive dreams since I was about 9 years old, and this one was really powerful, and it came to from a beloved family member on the other side.
Wow.
So I have a specific date for you. That's September 15th.
You know, that's awfully specific.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any, can you tell us anything about the nature of the pandemic? Do you know, anything else you know would be good?
What I do know, and it's really frightening, and it disturbs me to the core, is that it's going to be unleashed by our own government as a form of population control, because they may already have the cure.
You know, why do that in America? Our population is actually fairly well under control compared to the rest of the world.
But not when you consider the economic crisis right now.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's what makes it pretty tough. And one of the reasons why September 15th rings in my head over and over again is actually pre-election, Obama was in Pueblo on September 15th of this year. I had this dream prior to that, and I thought that date might coincide with something, so I waited, and lo and behold, September 15th, Barack Obama is in town. So I thought that might have something to do with it, but that came and passed. Unfortunately, I didn't have a specific date when I received this dream.
Okay.
So I'm making that my prediction for 2009. And
pretty dark stuff, but I'll put it down. Number 17.
Number 17.
Right. Okay. And I hope if it comes true, I'm still here to, I guess, ding it. Make it better yet, lock it, huh? Nationwide pandemic, huh? That's something I've worried about for a long time. And, of course, he thinks it, it'll be not exactly an accident. All right, to the international line, methinks, you're on the air. Morning.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Art. It's Robin from Toronto.
Okay, Robin, extinguish thy radio and proceed.
Yes, okay. Nobody said anything about any Hollywood names. Can I do that?
Depending on the context, sure.
Well, I just I see, like, Adam Sandler and people like that being in the headlines a lot more for 2009.
In any...
Also, there's Christian Bale, something bad there, but I also see some more flooding in the south.
Well, no, wait a minute. You're giving me a lot. So I can take one prediction from you. Which would you rather have it be?
Okay, I will take the serious one. We'll stay on that note. I don't want to, but this is a lot more flooding for this for the south down there.
Okay, flooding for the south.
Yeah.
Too bad. They really needed water, you know?
Oh, I know. I know. It's going to get worse, but I also say, what is it, coming into Year of the Ox? So
right.
Hopefully you'll be able to just tread through it. The state's strong, and you'll be able to make it through.
Okay.
More of the same 2008.
Number 18, flooding for the south.
Yeah.
Okay,
thanks,
no
Art.
Problem.
I love you.
I appreciate the call and the prediction. And certainly a lot of areas in the south really needed water, so I guess it's going to go the other way, and they're going to get too much. I think it's going to be a very cold winter, a very, very cold winter. And I think that does have something to do with, despite what the scientists don't want to admit, I think it has a lot to do with the sun. But okay, so we're on Wildcard Line. You're on the air. Hi.
Yes, hi. I have a prediction for you tonight.
All right. Where are you? And first name, please.
My name is Tom, and I'm calling from Salem, Oregon.
Okay.
And, oh, by the way, I'm sorry about the loss of your mom. I just wanted to say that tonight.
Thank you.
My prediction is life outside of our solar system will be discovered.
Really?
Yes.
And is it discovered by showing up here? Or, you know, will we just sort of, I mean, how do you think that will occur?
It'll either be discovered through a NASA spacecraft that's going to be sent out in the spring or by SETI.
Ah. I sure would like SETI to get a signal. I think that would be the way to do it. You know, a signal that comes from many light years away, something that wouldn't panic people, but would begin to get us adjusted to the fact that we are not alone.
Right. I think that'd be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It would be.
Just my thoughts on that.
You think it's finally time? I mean, how did this come to you?
I just have a feeling for it that this is going to be the year that finally happens.
All right.
And if the spacecraft, if it discovers it, it'll be through discovering another world out there that's very much like the Earth, and they'll get a signal from it somehow.
All right. So it has been recorded, number 19.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and take care. Have a great night. Number 19. Life outside is discovered, possibly by a SETI signal. That really would be something I've thought for a long time. That would be the way to go, and have it be, you know, light years away and light years to answer, so it'd give us plenty of time to speculate about who it is, where they are, what they're all about, whether we ought to be happy about it, scared about it, whatever, but not panic about it. First time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Great.
Extinguish your radio, please.
Hang on.
Okay. Very important that you turn your radio off right away, folks. We have a delay.
Okay, hang on one second.
Hanging.
Hey, turn the radio off, please.
Turn the radio off?
Yeah, turn it off.
Mm-hmm, off. Okay, you're going to have to get it off or I'm going to have to leave the line.
Okay, she turned it off.
Thank you.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing okay.
Great. Who is this?
Who were you expecting when you called?
Art?
Yes.
Well, it's an honor to speak to you, Mr. Bell.
Honor to have you. Do you have a prediction for me?
Yes, I do.
Yes, go ahead.
I believe that the gold and the precious metals are going to be taken over by the government, seeing as how we don't have any other assets.
Mm-hmm. So you think the government will confiscate gold?
Yes, I believe all of these commercials on TV and everything now.
Right.
They're getting everybody to put their money into gold, just like before the stocks fell and everything.
Right.
They're gonna confiscate the gold just like they did back in the 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be like a knock on the door. It'd be a government guy with a bag.
Right.
Which gold in
there? If you have gold in your pocket, it'll be black market. It'll be illegal. But if you have your money put into gold assets, it will just be taken for pennies for a dollar.
I know a lot of people investing in gold mines, stuff like that, so that wouldn't be such a hot idea, I guess. All right, that's number 20. The government takes the gold back. And I'm not going to comment. I mean, there was a time when a lot of this would have just seemed outrageous. In light of what's happened during 2008, I'm afraid it doesn't seem that outrageous, does it? Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Art. I predicted last year about the moon getting closer to the Earth or being more noticeably bigger.
Do you remember what number that was?
No, I don't. But the scientists have said that the moon is, for the last 15 years, it is bigger and brighter. And that's my prediction.
Oh, here it is. All right. It's number 55. And it was moon drifts closer to Earth.
Or at least they'll notice it being closer. They'll notice it bigger and brighter. And my prediction for 09 is that it'll continue to do so.
Well, yeah, but no, hold on. Okay. When I get down to number 55, I would have to, you know, bonk it. I mean,
yeah.
There's no evidence that the moon has come any closer to Earth so far.
Well, the scientists, it was on the news not too long ago, the scientists said that the moon is bigger and brighter, but you can bonk it, but... the scientists have said that it's getting bigger or brighter.
Who said that?
I don't know what scientist it was. It was just on the news not too long back that for the last 15 years it's been brighter than it has been for the last 15 years.
Okay, anyway, so you want to make a prediction that the moon will get brighter?
Yeah, it'll continue to get brighter and bigger.
Okay. All right. Do you think that eventually it's going to...
No, have you ever gone swimming in a river near pylons, you know, the thing that hold up the bridge?
Sure.
And how it sucks you down and then you go past and you come back up?
Yeah.
That's basically what's going to happen with the moon.
So it's going to get sucked down.
Sucked down from the gravity change. I believe our star is coming close to it to another star, and it's like magnetic ducks lined up in a bathtub. They turn to each other and, you know, that kind of thing.
So it'll come closer to Earth. Be brighter, and then go back.
Yeah.
All right. Why not? I'll put it down. Number 21. Unlikely as it may be, the moon will get brighter, and that will occur because, according to that caller, it's going to be closer. I'll put it down. Okay. First time caller line. You're on the air.
Yeah. Trying to get a hold of Art Bell.
That would be me.
Hey, fella, how you doing? I got a prediction for you for 2009.
Okay. All right, that's why we're here.
Okay. At the new moon in September 09, during the Rosh Hashanah festival, probably about the 18th through the 20th, I predict there will be a great trinity of happenings consisting of the rapture of the Christian saints, living and dead. And the second part is the nuclear exchanges on a grand scale.
Mm.
And number three, what many people will call first contact, where UFOs and beings, angelic and demonic, will begin to engulf the world.
Now, will the first contact thing be with the ones who are left behind after the rapture, or Would it be before the rapture?
It will be during. It will be those that are deemed ready to go at the beginning of this moment, and also those that are dead in the ground that were considered saints, that they will meet their souls in the sky, and they will. And at the same time, we're going to have nuclear conflict on the earth, and then there are going to be UFO contact, and it's going to be all over the place.
That's going to be quite a September, huh?
I think so.
Hey, September to remember. All right. Well, thank you very much for the call. Rapture, first contact, UFOs all over the place, and of course, the dead rising. You know, I always worried with respect to the rapture that I would wake up one day and, you know, all the good people would be gone. There I'd be, me and a few others. I don't know. Anyway, your prediction, sir, number 22 on the, let's see, I guess that's a wild card line. You're on the air.
Oh, hello, Lars. Happy holidays, Joe and Corpus.
Well, hey.
I hope nobody beat me to it. I was away from the radio for a second. But my prediction is Chrysler and GM will merge by October.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. There was a rumor that the Chrysler and GM financial arms were going to merge, but that the talks for the, you know, the bigger part were off.
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to. The financial and the automaking, I think they're all going to put the whole kit and caboodle in there.
Okay, and you think that'll happen, I'm sorry, by when?
I figure October.
October, okay. All right, and you think that would be enough to, you know, save them, essentially, making them viable?
I think in the long run, we're all going to be okay. Things are going to change. But everything's going to be okay. Everybody just needs to get off the ledge.
Okay. Well, of course, people are scared and they're, you know, pulling in their horns. They're not spending any money. And they're actually, for the first time, I guess, saving is what I've heard.
Yeah, earlier in the show, you gave the answer to all the problems that we're facing nowadays.
I did?
Yes.
What did I say?
Your words were, this is the United States of America.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay, thank you very much for the call. Well, I wish it were the answer, you know, just that we are the U.S. of A., and we are. Never in a million years would I have expected that what has occurred could occur, that the United States could be unraveled as quickly as it has, with a fear that the entire financial system could go up in smoke right in front of our eyes. The banks could close, major banks and institutions that we thought were rock solid could disintegrate in days, literally in days. That large corporations, and there are predictions that a lot of retailers, a lot of big corporations that I know but will not speak the names, over the next a few months are going to just go away. Things that were as rock solid as, I don't know, mom and apple pie and the U.S. of A. And it all is sort of crumbling in front of our eyes. How in the world could it happen that quickly? I'm Art Bell. All right, I'm getting inundated with this moon thing. Robert says, it's true, Art, the atmospheric effect that makes the moon appear bigger, was at its peak quite recently. It was on the news, so I'm tempted to give this a ding, ding, ding. So even if it wasn't technically closer to Earth, it appeared brighter, and that's what he said for his prediction in 09, that it's going to appear brighter. Not exactly sure what to do about this. I have many, many, many fast blasts on this subject, so I'll kind of watch it, and we'll see what happens. It's prediction number 55. Moon drifts closer to Earth. That's technically, of course, going to be a bonk. It's in its orbit, and it, you know, at times it is closer, at times not. But it might appear brighter, so perhaps the next one will be a ding. All right. I'll wait just one moment. I can't do that yet. Let's take a quick break and more predictions directly ahead. All right. All right. Here we go. Once again, I'm trying to get in as many as we can. Predictions this night for 2009. We will continue to review 2008 predictions as well. A little early to tell yet whether it was a good year or not. Some of it was very good, particularly about the economy. You could tell the number of economic predictions that hit for last year was astounding, a little scary, saying to me that even though the audience had a lot of misses, the economic ones were right on the money, and there were so many of them that it's kind of like people, I don't know, they felt something evil a-coming. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Art. My prediction comes from the bottom of my gut, kind of like the instinct, kind of an animal thing. And what I'm seeing is a Cocker Spaniel in the White House as first dog.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, I'm afraid so. I know they're a little yelpy, but hey, you know, I think the young lady fell in love with it.
That's first dog. Okay.
First dog.
Has this already? This news has not broken yet, right?
Nope, has not. And I'm not. I don't have an exact date on it, so you have to keep it hush hush because we don't want it influencing their choice.
It won't tell us all.
Okay, great.
It will
just
be number.
You and me.
You bet. Number 24.
Number 24.
Your mouth to my ear. Yeah, number 24, Cocker Spaniel, first dog. It's the first fairly light prediction we've had. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning. No, huh? East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Top of the morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello again.
Oh. Hold on, I can't hear you.
Okay, well, holding on, I can't do. International Line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Art. I have a prediction for you.
Okay.
The poor people living in the Pacific Northwest,
mm-hmm.
all their forests are just going to die.
Why?
It's not going to be because of global warming. It's not going to be a fire or a bug infestation.
Yeah.
One day, and just over 1 week period, all the forests will die. Not a lot, but a vast majority of them.
In this next year, huh?
Within the next year, I predict sometime in September, October. Right after the leaves, foliage fall off, that's the end. They're not going to come back.
Can you tell us why?
I really can't tell. I can't tell you.
Is this a, you know, like a vision?
It's a vision.
Vision. Okay. Do you have much of a track record with previous visions?
I've had 80% to 70% success rate.
That's awfully good. All right. The Pacific Northwest forests die.
Thanks, Art. Talk to you next year.
Very welcome, and thank you for the cheery little prediction. Great. The Associated Press, looking at what they've had to say about the year 2008, always do the top 10 stories. Number 10 would be the Russia-Georgia War. Number 9, Hillary Clinton. The AP says she didn't win, but Clinton came closer than any other woman in U.S. history to becoming a major party's presidential nominee, true enough. Number 8, the Mumbai terrorism. Number 7, Sarah Palin. Few Americans outside Alaska knew much about the governor when, well, then they sure do now, right? So she was story number 7. Number 6, the Chinese earthquake. It killed 70,000 people in Sichuan province in May. Number 5, the Beijing Olympics. Wow, number 5, huh? Number 4 would be Iraq, the much-debated surge of U.S. troops that helped reduce violence. That would be the number 4 story. Number 3, oil prices. The price of crude soared as high as $150 a barrel in July, crashed to $33 this month. Number 2, the economic meltdown. The bad news just kept coming. And number 1, says the Associated Press, the election of Obama. So there you have the top 10 from the Associated Press. Wildcard Line, you're on the air.
Yes, sir, Art Bell.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir. Thank you for years of enlightenment. I have a very good prediction for you.
Okay.
By the end of March, the unions will fall. By April 13th, the stock market will be over 16,000.
Wait a minute. That's a double prediction.
I apologize.
End of March, unions fall.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I take it you mean the United Auto Workers?
Pretty much every major union.
Yeah. Okay.
Because of the economy, the way that it's going, and once they cease to exist, the stock market will go up.
Well, the money the car companies have received is generally thought to be good until about March, and.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, and then after that, they're either going to get more money because they're showing they can be viable, or with that money that they get in March or in that area around March, they would have to show, you know, to show viability, they might have to show the end of, you know, union contracts, for example.
Right. Well, I did hear the thing on the news where they were talking about building electric cars. I just can't see how they can build an electric car because your electric bill will be twice as much as your gas bill to put gas in the car. I just don't see any logic behind it, but anyhow.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call, and we'll put it down. End of March, unions fall. I've wondered about electric cars myself. There is one scenario where it would all work, but that would require Americans sort of relaxing their point of view on nuclear reactors. If we would get back into the nuclear reactor business in America, and we do make them relatively safely, then electric cars would be an option for energy going well into the future because we'd be able to produce electricity without the use of fossil fuels. Of course, we'd need to solve the fuel problem, the fuel storage problem. That's a big one. But if they can recycle it in France, we can do it here. It's one thing the French do that we don't. Let's go to the first time caller line. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
I have a prediction that the major sports in the United States are going to collapse within the next year.
Well, there have been a few layoffs in the NFL, but that aside, I mean, sports have been okay so far. Why do you think they'll go up in smoke?
Well, I think that sports relies on three main things, on fan attendance, on merchandising, and on corporate sponsors.
Yes.
I think with the trouble the economy's in, fans aren't going to have the money to attend, and they're not going to have money to spend on merchandise, and that with so many corporations collapsing that they're not going to have the money to sponsor the team. Combined with the outrageous salaries that most players draw, I don't think that sports teams as we know them are going to continue to exist.
All right, I'll accept that. 27 is the number of your prediction. Major sports collapse in 2009. Now, if the economic news is really bad, going into about mid-year or so, one could imagine, I suppose, that with the price of tickets as they are for major, for example, NFL games, major baseball games, and so forth, that there could be real trouble, more than just a few layoffs. So we'll look at that. We'll see what happens as the year proceeds. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Bell.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Just fine. First name, and where are you?
I'm Ed from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And I'd like to make a prediction.
That's what we're here for.
I have a gut feeling that Russia is going to do something to flex their, you know, military might.
How serious?
I don't know. Just with the whole Georgia thing and now with the talks in Venezuela and everything down there, I don't know how serious it's going to be. But I just have a feeling that it's they're just going to do it to show, like, us that they're strong again.
Well, one thing is clear. One thing really is clear, and that is, when economic times really get tough, inevitably there's, you know, some major military happening somewhere, you know, if not in a regional, on a regional basis, then worldwide. I mean, it almost inevitably follows really difficult economic times.
Yes, I would agree with that. I mean, so many wars are fought over, like, oil and money, and Germany just trying to expand in World War II and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid that it could happen again.
All right. Well, it'll be number 28, and it's a good prediction. Not a positive one, but a good one, I'm afraid. Thank you.
All right. Have a good New Year.
Right. You too. We all say, as we keep getting these negative predictions. It's the very nature of them, though, that they're negative, and I'm afraid it could be right about that. Russia has been kind of flexing their military might anyway. They certainly had some warships down off the Cuban shores recently. And as I mentioned, if you look at the world history, or at world history, inevitably it is true that as difficult economic times descend on the world, generally it's followed by military strife and war. Let's go to the international line. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, is this Art?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how you doing? Anyway, I'd like to give you some... I've been listening to you since May of 2001, just before you had the back problems, and just before CHML out of Hamilton dropped your show.
Did they now?
Yeah, and I don't think it's cool.
Oh, I remember that. I remember, yes.
Yeah, you had the back problems, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. And you sound different than on the radio, but I guess it must be you.
Everybody says that.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, there's a new station, Talk 820, that's covering your show now in Hamilton. I'd like to let everybody know there.
Well, there you go.
Okay, I wanted to mention about a good prediction here. It's I found out the predictions kind of can go either bad or good, like there's two halves to the prediction.
Boy, what we get mostly is bad and worse.
Yeah, well, this I think is going to be good. I predicted back on George's show on June 18th that things were going to get so bad that your show would have no choice but to do power of intention experiments.
Yes.
And I think that, like I say, things are going to look bad, but the power brokers that are trying to mess up things for everybody, whether that's organized crime or the Bilderbergers or whoever's got the control right now, I don't know. But they've been trying to make things really bad for us, and they keep failing, I think, because there's too many people that are good and know what's going on or doing things behind the scenes.
Let me stop you. This has never made sense for me, and I'll tell you why. If there's some power brokers behind all of this, you know, sort of playing us all like marionettes dancing at the end of strings, it wouldn't make sense for them to make things bad because they don't make money when that happens.
No, it's about control. George always asks why are they, you know, doing these things. It's because they're afraid of losing control. And more people are becoming enlightened and they're starting to gain control. And when we realize how this power of intention works, we'll be able to, you know, throw them out of power. And that's what they're afraid of losing. And I believe that you'll get people like Evelyn Paglini, who will come in and she'll do her bind down the dark forces art. That's what you have to do to prevent the negative consequences. So my prediction is that your show will start to make the move for doing the intention experiments because things are going to look bad. You'll get probably a lot of geographic type of problems like volcanoes and all kinds of stuff that are going to look bad, but they won't completely be bad. It's kind of like the movie The Ten Commandments, where things happen where Ramses finally says, all right, fine, you can go, kind of thing.
Right.
And here's the one thing that I don't want to go on the limb to predict this, but I believe that with the Bible phrase, with the power, if you had the faith of mustard seed, you could make move mountains into the sea. I believe Nibiru will come along. It'll be the size of a mountain, and the scientists won't be able to do anything to stop it, and they'll find that mustard seeds increases the power of mind power, and we'll be able to move this Nibiru into the sea when it was going to strike the planet. That's
okay.
Way out there, so I won't put it on record. But I think
right, I'm putting down intention experiment returns. All right?
You bet.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, and take care. And that would be number 29. A wild card line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Art. It's Greg from L.A. I'm one of your regular dingers.
Hey, Greg.
I wanted to get some redemption from you from about 4 years ago, because you did your show about December 23rd to take predictions for the following year. And my prediction at that time was about an actor of some sort or celebrity being involved with a tree accident. And when you read your predictions for that year, nothing happened that following year. However, a week after I gave you that prediction was that Indonesian hurricane, and that supermodel was stuck in a tree.
No, wait a minute. If there's something in Indonesia, it would be not a hurricane, but a typhoon.
The typhoon, yeah, whatever took place that year. So it took place the week before the year, because you did your show a little earlier that year. But okay. I do.
And then there was an actress in a tree.
Yeah, it was that supermodel, and
a supermodel in it.
Was lost in the flood.
I remember something about that. Yeah.
Yeah, because you couldn't remember anything happening that year, but it did happen a week after I gave you the prediction. So, and that was still technically before the year.
Okay, it's vague, but I guess it's redemption.
Thank you so much. So this year, coming up year, I see a high-profile person involved with a tire accident, where a tire might blow on a airplane or car or something, that where people say, "Oh, just like that guy's accident or whatever." So
tire accident.
Yeah, whether the tire doesn't come down like it should, or it,
you ever blows. Seen that commercial? I think it's so cool. It's like where a big giant airliner lands, right?
Sure.
And you know, the tire hits the tarmac, and that's where they stop it, right? Mm-hmm. And the pilot gets out of the plane, and he walks around to the tire, and he says, "When I land this big baby, I want to have one of these on my, you know." You've seen that, right?
I don't know if it ran in the West Coast or not.
You haven't seen that?
Doesn't sound familiar.
Oh.
But
then he gets back on the plane and keeps landing.
Oh.
Yeah, really cool.
Well, whoever this is going to involve, it'll be high profile, instead of like some actress or actor that was like a boyfriend to somebody else on another show or something like that. Like, could be a politician, could be a high profile actor.
Okay. Well, I'll put it down. High profile person, entire accident. All right. Number 30. Thank you very much for the call and the prediction. You have a very good new year. And I suppose there could be a version of that commercial where it gets out of the plane, goes around to kick the tire, claim how great it is, takes a look, but the plane keeps going and then cracks up. We'll be back.